today on Family Talk.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Family Talk with our host, psychologist and best-selling author, Dr. James Dobson. I'm Ryan Dobson, and today we're going to hear Meg Meeker's interview with Matt Keller. She met up with him at the International Christian Retail Show in Orlando, Florida this past June to talk about his latest book, The Key to Everything, Unlocking the Secrets to Why Some People Succeed and Others Don't.
How's that, Ryan, for a broad perspective?
Yeah.
The key to everything? Mm-hmm. It takes guts to write about a subject like that.
It does, but it's interesting because I think there's so many people that go, why are you successful, Dr. Dobson? Why isn't everybody like you? What is your secret? What is it that you do that makes you so successful and others really do fall by the wayside?
It's because I'm so good looking. Our listeners may not have heard of Matt Keller, so I'd like to start by introducing him. He is the pastor of the 3,000-member Next Level Church in Fort Myers, Florida, and he's also a leadership coach. In those roles, he's had the opportunity to work with pastors and business leaders at many levels, and this has led him to the central claim of this book. It's about teachability. Teachability is the one character trait necessary for success in every area of life. He's going to explain that word more in just a moment, but let me give you just a kind of a sneak peek. Teachability is closely linked to the biblical understanding of humility, not thinking more highly of yourself than you ought, which allows you to benefit from constructive criticism and keeps you open to opportunities for lifelong learning. Those two behaviors go a long way toward success in many other areas of life, including marriage, parenting, in your work, and in every role of our lives. And that's why teachability is such an important concept.
It is. And I might say, you still have that. You are constantly learning. You're reading. You're learning new things. You've always been that way. And I think our listeners are going to get some great insights from Matt. Before we begin, let me remind you, this was recorded on the floor of the International Christian Retail Show, so you will hear some background noise. Here now is Matt Keller with our very own Dr. Meg Meeker on today's edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Dr. Meg Meeker, and I'm here in Orlando, Florida at the International Christian Retail Show. I am here with a man who has a lot to tell us about a brand new book, and his name is Matt Keller. He is a pastor, he is an author, and he's just released his second book, The Key to Everything, and Thomas Nelson is the publisher. Welcome, Matt. Thanks so much for being with me.
Thank you so much. It's my honor to be here today.
Well, it's really, really fun. You are a pastor, and you live in Florida, and your church is?
Next Level Church in
Next
Fort
Level
Myers.
Next Level Church in Fort Myers. And The Key to Everything, Unlocking the Secret to Why Some People Succeed and Others Don't. What is the key to everything?
Well, of course, that's the million-dollar question when you title a book, you know, The Key to Everything. Everybody wants to know, okay, Matt, well, what is it? And the answer to the question, what is the key to everything, is teachability. That teachability, for me, has been one of those life virtues. It's just been one of those things that has characterized my leadership. It has been one of those things that characterizes the culture of our church, of our leadership team, of the businesses we work with. It's one of the primary, what we call, you know, catalyst core values, if you will, of what I think it takes for anyone, from a stay-at-home mom to a corporate executive to a college student. If you're going to be successful, if you're going to reach your full God-given potential, it's going to absolutely take teachability to do that.
What is teachability?
Teachability is that willingness to learn and a desire to change. Mm-hmm. A willingness to learn and a desire to change. And when you couple those two things together, what you end up with is teachability. I've often said, give me someone who's unteachable and we're stuck. But give me someone who possesses teachability as a key core value of their life, and we can change the world together.
I'll bet you there are a lot of people out there who think they're teachable and they're not.
Absolutely.
Why are they not teachable?
What a great question. You know, I think when it comes to teachability, if you ask the average leader, which we do a lot of, you know, work with leaders, you know, are you teachable? The average person will say, yes, I'm teachable. What we say is, are you willing to relearn that which you think you already know? For example, I'm a pastor. I'm a professional speaker. I speak often. You know, if you ask the average public speaker or pastor, you know, are you teachable? They'll answer yes. If you ask them, can I critique your message presentation? That's when you find out how teachable we really are.
Yeah.
That it really is such a key to the whole teachability thing.
So how do we get to that point where we say, you know what, I will surrender what I believe is the right way to do things, which is pride. It's
right.
Like, wow,
right.
And control and a whole lot of other things. And do things your way, which is a huge rub in a lot of marriages, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
How do we get to that point?
Well, I think that's really what the book is all about, because the book is broken down into three sections. The first part of the book addresses the most common roadblocks to teachability in our life, because as you said, pride being one of those, we first have to combat the roadblocks. First of all, we have to recognize the fact that we may not be teachable in every area of our life, but then it really comes down to, am I willing to confront those roadblocks first and foremost, and read with open eyes, see with open eyes those areas of my life where I may be insecure, where pain may be blocking my teachability in my life or in my leadership or pride or other things. So we've got to hit those roadblocks. And then the second part of the book centers around, you know, the characteristics of the most teachable people in the world, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So what does teachability look like?
Mm-hmm. Talk about the roadblocks.
There are many of them. I talk about and really isolate and key in on five of those roadblocks. The first one being, as you said just a moment ago, pride. That we do tend to think it's my way or the highway.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the curse of knowledge creeps in and we go, yeah, well, I do know best. And I've got my experience and I've got my excuses as to why this is, and my worldview as to why this is the best way. And so, you know, identifying that roadblock of pride gives us the ability to go, you know, let me see this from another person's perspective.
How do we know if we have pride? How do we identify that in ourselves?
Sure. Pride is not easy to see.
Exactly.
It is not easy to see in the mirror, and we've got to be willing to invite others into that process.
It's that critiquing again.
Absolutely. But as a leader, I've realized I have to model that. I have to go first, that I can't expect
my team to do that. A leader saying that to the people that they're leading, wherever that is, make them look weak? Show me what I can do better. Show me where I'm making mistakes. Does that make them look weak to their company, to their spouse?
Sure. I don't think it does. And here's the reason why, because our team already knows.
Bingo.
Our team is already aware of the fact that we
exactly.
are not infallible, that we are imperfect, and that we're not going to get it right every time. They're just waiting for us to admit it so we can all be better. And that's part of the fear, is that we as leaders, we go, well, yeah, but if I admit that, if I get vulnerable about that, then, right, they're going to swoop in and undercut me or stab me in the back.
And use it to manipulate us.
I think in a healthy culture, I think it's best when a leader is vulnerable. When I can sit in front of my team and go, guys, I messed up. Guys, I missed this. Guys, I can be better. Help me be better. Because when a leader gets better, everybody has the ability to be better.
Is that better in a marriage?
I think it applies exactly the same way in a marriage, which can be sometimes tougher than the boardroom, can it?
Yeah. But that's when we change, isn't it?
It is.
What's another roadblock?
Another roadblock is the roadblock of fear.
Okay.
And, you know,
we're talking about to being teachable.
Correct. To teachability.
So
yes.
We've got
a lifestyle
pride,
of teachability.
We've got fear. What are we afraid of?
Fear. Well, some of that can be, you know, fear of looking wrong, fear of being found out as an imposter, you know, fear of insignificance, fear of failure, fear of losing control is another one of those, you know, huge fears that people face. And so often when it comes to the roadblock of fear, just being able to identify them and say them out loud. Again, like pride, fear is another one of those things that's often hard for us to see.
Mm-hmm.
And so being able to be self-aware, to self-reflect, to invite that in from a trusted friend to say, man, if you see pride or fear in my life, help me see that, because it's only as we're able to identify those fears that we're able to accurately and effectively navigate them and recognize when we're being motivated by fear.
And a lot of times we don't know what we're afraid of, do we? We think of fear as just being, well, I get anxious when I fly, or I get anxious when I'm out in public speaking, or I'm anxious here. So how can we do that self-reflection and say, what am I really afraid of, and how can I push through that fear?
Right. We've got to be able to identify those things. And, you know, that can look like journaling. That can look like, you know, reflecting that. It's, for me, it's a lot about being aware.
Okay.
Recognizing that those moments where why did I say what I said with my kids? Why did I say what I said with my spouse? Why did I say what I said in a, you know, a leadership setting? And then once we're aware of that, being willing to dig in, mm-hmm. I think Toyota was the first one to kind of come up or coin the phrase, the five whys. Keep asking why.
Yeah.
Well, why? Well, why? Yeah. Well, why did that bother you? Why
Motive.
Did you react that way?
Motive.
Why did you get defensive? What is that? Keep digging down to get to that fifth why, so to speak, where you're going, oh, that's why, because I'm actually afraid of insignificance. I'm actually afraid of failure. I'm afraid of looking bad, that my kids will do something and make a mistake and that'll reflect on me.
Fear drives us to do a lot, doesn't it?
It really does.
But how does fear make us unteachable?
Because the moment we are allowing ourselves to be driven by fear, we will instantly push away from people and our spirit closes off. And so now I'm not open to learn because I'm in defense mode. Because it's like having a splinter that every time you touch it, you pull your hand away. You pull your hand away. Well, the minute you're pulling your hand away, your hand's no longer effective to reach out to something. So you can't receive something if you're disconnecting from the very people who have the ability to teach you. Mm-hmm. Our fear keeps us insulated to go, well, my fear of this or my fear of failure or fear of looking dumb, whatever, will cause me to push away from people, the very people that I need to teach me something.
There are a lot of people going, ouch, right now.
Well, I suppose that's a good thing.
It's a good thing. Before we get on to why we need to be teachable and how it helps us, one more roadblock.
Sure.
So pride,
yes.
Fear.
Well, insecurity, pain. Let me go to one that oftentimes a lot of people overlook or don't think about. One of the main roadblocks to a lifestyle of teachability is the pace of life. That when our pace gets going too fast, in other words, when we're too busy, our teachability goes down. Mm-hmm. How many of us are missing the very things that can teach us and make us better to help us reach our full potential simply because we're going too fast?
Right. Well, and we boast about multitasking.
So many parents, so many leaders are moving so fast, they're spinning so many plates that it really shuts off their teachability. And what they end up doing is they end up shutting off their ability to grow mm-hmm. and reach their potential and get to the next level that God wants them to get to mm-hmm. because of their sheer pace.
Right. We have come in America to sort of see busyness as a sign of success.
Right.
I'm a busy mom. I'm a busy student, I'm a busy husband, because I'm very important and I have so many things to do. Mm-hmm. And I have to be on my cell phone all the time because I have these amazing conversations that I have to have because
right.
a lot of people need me so much.
Right, exactly. Well, yeah.
And so we have come to look up to, and it's sort of a badge of
yes.
honor if you're very, very busy because you're very important, very successful. But Jesus was never too busy, was he?
He had the right pace, didn't he?
He did.
And yeah, I mean, I think you're right. I think there's an adrenaline to it.
Right.
Okay, that's actually working against us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I talk about in The Key to Everything is that kind of maintaining that kind of pace over a long term actually is counterproductive to the life that we ultimately want to live.
So how does being teachable make us more successful?
Well, teachability opens us up to the possibility of what we can and should be. Because the fact of the matter, Meg, is none of us are as good today as we're going to need to be 3 years from now to be successful 3 years from now. That our culture, our world is changing at such a rapid pace that if we are the same today as we are today 3 years from now, we're going to be behind.
Right.
And so that necessitates teachability. It is the only way for us to get to where we need to be in order to keep pace, if you will, with our world today and become who God wants us to become.
Are some people more naturally teachable? Are there personalities that are more teachable than other personalities?
Yeah, that's a question I get often. And the answer is yes. I think there are some people who are more just predisposed. That's me. I happen to have, you know, learning is one of my number one strengths in the StrengthsFinder stuff. And so I think there are people who are predisposed to that, who just kind of naturally gravitate toward it. But I don't think that can be an excuse for all of us because, mm-hmm. again, none of us are as good today as we need to be for where we're headed in our life. And so I think all of us can develop a lifestyle of teachability. And that's mm-hmm. what the book is really all about.
Talk to me about the difference between being teachable and easily swayed, because there are a lot of people who just listen to what anybody says and they adapt and they do it because they're people pleasers. What's the difference between being healthily teachable and being naive and too easily swayed?
Sure. Well, my mind instantly goes to the idea of wisdom. And the Bible has a lot to say about wisdom. And here's what I think. I think teachability is wisdom in attitude form. And so I think that...
Say that again.
Teachability
is wisdom...
is wisdom in attitude form.
In kind explain
of,
that.
Teachability is the action verb, if you will, of a life of wisdom. And so I think teachability and wisdom are two sides to the same coin. And so to answer your question, I think that wisdom is the other side of the teachability coin that people have to have. So, right, in order to not be just swayed by, well, so-and-so said it, so I guess I need to do it.
I'm going to believe
everything
everybody tells me.
I'm going to be open, and I'm supposed to be teachable. So wisdom is really grounding ourselves in who we are, our belief system, our foundation, which for those of us who are believers in Jesus, we, you know, are, which is the Bible. So that is the wisdom side. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, there's a whole chapter on wisdom because I'm such a proponent of getting wisdom, because I think the Bible actually talks about that a lot.
You reference some leaders in history as illustrations for lack of teachability. Can you talk about those?
Yeah. One of the major ones that I use in the first part of the book in terms of the roadblocks from a biblical perspective is King Saul in the Old Testament. He really, in my mind, and I kind of piece him as the, you know, the most unteachable man, you know, leader who ever lived, so to speak. I don't know if he was, but, you know, that kind of to frame it up. Here's a guy who was bursting with potential. Here's a guy who was head and shoulders above his colleagues. Here's a guy that was hand chosen by God and yet blew his potential. You know, went to the grave having not tapped into a tenth of what he had the God-given potential to become. And the reason why is because of a lack of teachability in his life. So, you know, as someone studies the life of King Saul in the Old Testament, you start to realize he possessed insecurity.
Yeah.
You know, he was threatened by David, this young, you know, hotshot, Rudy guy who's just kind of coming up, falling in love with his daughter. Well, instead of seeing David as like the ultimate teammate, I mean, David would have loved nothing more than to serve Saul's vision for a generation. But instead, Saul turned him into an enemy. And that's what insecurity does. It takes would-be allies and makes them into enemies in our
Talk
life.
Talk about some people in history who have succeeded because they were teachable.
Sure.
And allowed their teachability to change them for the better.
Well, I was just listening to a keynote talk by Ed Catmull, who is the president of Pixar Studios and Disney Studios now as well. They've merged. And in the talk, he made the comment about Steve Jobs, who, of course, we all know Steve. And there's sort of this urban legend about Steve Jobs, who's the founder of Apple, that he was kind of this crass, sort of robust, unteachable person. And in the early days of his career, he was. But in this interview, Ed actually started to refer to the fact that he said when Steve, you know, he was ousted from Apple and then came back several years later. And that's when the iPhone, the iMac, you know, the Apple that we all know now that has changed the world really, you know, kicked in. He said the thing that nobody really knows about that Steve that came back was he was an entirely different leader. That he was humble, he was teachable, he was open to other people's opinions and ideas. To finish that thought, he basically said, and we who were his inner circle basically said that we would protect him until he died. And so then when Steve died, so now Ed and others who have been around him have come out basically saying that the Steve Jobs that, you know, this big leader of be rogue and don't be teachable and your way or the highway, he said that actually wasn't the Steve that built the Apple that we all know and love and has changed the world. So I look at that story and I think, man, what a case study in teachability. What a case study in a guy who was willing to put his pride aside and his insecurities and say, I don't know it all. And I'm going to surround myself with people who are smarter than me and that can teach me something.
So he really listened to the people that he drew close to himself.
Correct.
And my experience too has been that the people that I look up to and admire, Dr. Dobson,
sure,
for people who have really achieved an extraordinary amount in their life and garnered a lot of success and have had a hugely broad scope to their work. They've reached a lot of people. They've done a lot of things. They've been successful on many different levels, relationships, finances, you know, socially, and so forth. They're people who are very humble people.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a connection between humility and teachability?
Yeah, I absolutely think there is. I think that one of the leading characteristics of the most, you know, as I call them, teachable people in the world is this built-in humility. Mm-hmm. And isn't it true that the people that are the most teachable and humble, those are the ones we love to be around?
Exactly.
Aren't those the ones that who not only achieve the most, but those are the ones who actually have the most to offer and that we want to learn from?
They do a whole lot of listening, and they want to hear what you have to say, and they don't want to dominate conversations. Mm-hmm. How do you define humility?
My knee-jerk response would be, you know, first of all, not taking yourself too seriously. But I also think that for me, the most humble people are the ones who understand that what they've been given is on loan to them, be it wealth, power, prestige, opportunity. They're stewards of what they've been given. And so I think for me, that's certainly where my mind runs in terms of humility.
Mm-hmm. How do we teach our kids to be teachable?
Mm.
Because as parents, what we want to do is we want to go, because we always hear parents say this teachable moment. Mm-hmm. But what that really means is, now I'm going to give them a good talk.
Right.
Right. Okay. They really messed up. I got to get in there and give them a good talk. So I'm going to let them talk for 30 seconds, and then I'm going to talk for 10 minutes.
Yeah, right. I'm going to lecture you, and here's your opportunity to be teachable.
So how do we teach our kids to be teachable?
The best teachable moments for our children probably aren't necessarily the moments where we think we can lecture them on something. It's where they can actually see that there are two roads that they have opportunity to take.
Oh.
And so for me, some of the most teachable moments with my kids have been those moments where I'm able to back away from them as a third party who loves them a whole lot and say, you're at a crossroads. Here's your crossroads. You can puff up with pride. You can blame your buddies for that one. You can blame the referee. You can blame your teachers. You can go that route, which we would say is kind of the unteachable route, or you can lean into it. So rather than posturing myself as I know best, I'm the authority, I'm going to come around beside this child and say, let's look at our options here. Because one option is to blame the teacher, blame the ref, blame the coach, and shame on them. And you know what? I can go in there and I can yell and scream for you if you want
me
to.
And that's what we want to do as a parent.
But there are some other options here. The other options are, what can we learn from this? How can I use this situation to make me a better person, in the student's eyes or in the child's eyes? So I think pointing out those teachability crossroad moments is so huge in our parenting. And not just rushing in for the lecture, but rushing in for the opportunity to point out, you've got some choices to make in this moment. Let me help you be wise in them.
The book is the key to everything, unlocking the secret to why some people succeed and others don't. Great title.
Thank you.
Terrific title. My guest has been pastor and author Matt Keller. Matt, it's been great talking to you. Terrific book. You know, it's a book that everybody can learn from, no matter where you are. If you're a parent, if you're a teacher, if you're a CEO, if you want to have a better relationship, it's got something in there for everybody, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
Yes, it sure does.
Yeah. Well, God's blessings. I hope the book does terrifically well. And thanks so much for being with me.
Thank you so much.
We've been listening to our co-host Dr. Meg Meeker's interview with pastor and author Matt Keller here on today's edition of Family Talk. They've been discussing Matt's latest book, The Key to Everything, and why he believes the concept of teachability, or being teachable, is the most important character trait for success in every part of our lives.
Ryan, let me emphasize one of the most important points about teachability. This is not something that someone either is born with or not. It is a learned behavior that can help our listeners and young people reach their full potential in school and in business, in personal relationships, and most importantly, in their spiritual life. The teachable spirit is a humble spirit, and the Bible says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up. Matt's book offers some practical strategies for developing and keeping a teachable spirit. So this is a useful tool for anyone in any stage of life, but I would especially encourage parents to think about how they can help their children develop these characteristics of a teachable spirit early in life.
It's true. It'll save you a lot of heartache. In fact, Dad, if you and I are honest, I had a hard time learning this.
Huh.
I had a hard time being teachable, but I've learned it as an adult, and it has absolutely revolutionized my life.
Everybody who has been a toddler at some time in their life has to learn how to have a teachable spirit.
That's true.
Because none of them have it.
Let me remind our listeners about something Matt Keller said earlier in the broadcast. Being teachable doesn't mean you're easily swayed. Teachability and wisdom go hand in hand. It's the wisdom that comes from being grounded in the truth and discerning about the culture. To find out more about Matt Keller, his church, or this book, head on over to our website, drjamesdobson.org, or you can call us 877-732-6825. This is Ryan Dobson saying God bless, thank you for listening, and we will see you again next time for another edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Family Talk is not associated with Focus on the Family.